Lazy Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Episode 8.
Welcome to Blind the Date. And here's your host, Miss Scylla Blair.
Hello and good evening, and welcome to Blind Date. And don't forget to say hello to our Graham. Ta-ra, ta-ra. Surprise, surprise. All right, we've got this beautiful young lady here. Her name's Sarah. She's got to choose one of our three hunks behind door one, door two, or door three. All right, let's go behind door number one. Tell us something about yourself.
Good evening, Sarah. You'll enjoy picking me, as I'm a merchant banker and rolling in the money.
What about door number two?
Hello, Sarah. I work out a lot, and I think we could work out together. So pick me, if you want to see my big muscles.
Let's hear from door number three.
I've had sex with in all Kazakhstan.
Well, there you go. You got three great hunks to choose from. Tell us, Sarah, who's going to be your blind date tonight?
Tonight, Scylla, I'm going to pick number three. Oh, he's gorgeous.
I like you. You're nice. I know we're gonna have great sexy time.
Well, hello! I'm David Dickinson, and welcome to this royal edition of Bargain Hunt. Yes, I have three of the most aristocratical items you could possibly imagine. Now, firstly, we have a copy of a Sudoku puzzle that Her Majesty attempted last week, though she couldn't get any numbers. Next, I have a sample of Princess Diana's blood. Exclusively extracted after the crash. It comes in an exclusive McDonald's cup. Oh, and how could I forget this? A piece of Prince Charles' secretly collected at Sandringham Palace just 2 days ago. It's still fresh as a daisy. My last item, yes, last item, is this wonderful horse used by Princess William for his polo games. Now I'm just going to show you the back of the horse, so I'll stand behind its back legs. And if I just pull its tail, we see that the animal's very...
Hello, I'm Michael Jackson. And I have a very important announcement to make to all my fans. I've decided to quit music because I just have. Instead, I've decided to devote my time and money into starting my own kindergarten, situated in a skyscraper complete with a balcony.
Yoda, I want you to blow me a favor and kill Darth Vader.
That will not be possible, especially as Obi-Wan Kenobi is currently fighting him next door.
Fine, but he'd better finish him off.
You will never defeat the Force, Darth Vader.
It is inevitable that you will be defeated by the dark side.
Obi-Wan, you must use all your Jedi tricks.
Yoda, I'm starting to lose the battle.
Sometimes I feel I have to do everything myself.
I'm dying! Oh, what a universe!
Well done, Godfather.
Now let's skip off into the sunset.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne fly up high.
I tell you, Sharon, I'm not going down to Australia on that boat.
Oh, Ozzy, you've got to. You committed to being on Australian TV. You can't duck out now. And it's not a boat, it's a plane.
Same thing. Listen, Sharon, I'm not going. I'm staying in this country. Not that I know the name of the country I'm in at the moment, whatever it's called.
Oh, Ozzy, you're behaving so badly. You need some magic mushrooms. Here, have one of mine.
Okay.
Ozzy and Sharon finally take off.
Oh, I feel so much better. Australia, here we come! Australia's not on Mars, is it?
Oh, look, Ozzy. What a beautiful view down there. We're so high.
You can say that again, Sharon.
Hello, I'm Justin Lee Collins, I'm an utter, I've got a long beard, I'm from Bristol, but that's not the point. I'm here today, it's a special edition of Top of the Pops, and I'm here with the latest new band. They've got their new single out now. We're the latest band. This is their new single, and they're called the Spice Boys. Hey everyone, give it up for the Spice Boys with their new single, Wannabe. Oh yeah, baby, I'm absolutely loving it. This is the best I've heard since 1996. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give, you got to think it is too easy. That's the way it is. Oh my God, their music's better than passing puberty. If you wanna be my lover. Whoa, woohoo,
woohoo!
Listen here, guys, that was absolutely brilliant. I loved every second of it. Now I've got to start by asking you first, what'll be your next single? Two Become One? Say it'll be there? I wanna know.
Oh, what's your man? How do you know our next record?
Well, let's just say a little bird told me. Let me guess. I think your nicknames are Spice, Baby, Ginger, Push, and Sporty, right?
Yeah, you are, man.
You're just a rip-off of the Spice Girls, aren't you?
Yeah.
And now we catch up with the Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, who is speaking in Parliament.
So what are you going to do about it?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In this time of economic crisis, I say we spend, borrow. My proposal is that we take out a loan from the World Bank so that we can all enjoy the luxuries of wealth. It will also enable me to invest more than ever on public stuff vital to our economies.
But Prime Minister, surely you should be saying that we cannot afford to be spending money on infrastructure.
On the contrary, I am too stupid to play money games. At the end of the day, if all else fails, we still pass go and still collect £200 each week.
I think your party is fundamentally flawed at dealing with finance.
Shut up! I will press ahead with my proposal to borrow £75 million for the sake of our country.
How on earth do you expect to pay all that money back?
We'll just hope that they forget.
Order, order.
As I was saying, our finances are more secure than ever, especially now that I've transferred all of Britain's public money onto one credit card, which I keep under my doormat.
What do you do when you need to withdraw funds?
I go to my local branch, just like any ordinary sod, unless I make cash withdrawals, where I simply put my card into an ATM, type 5461, and wait for my money to arrive.
Prime Minister, how do we know that you're not withdrawing public money for yourself?
I'm an honest man, and I honestly like taking money out. You know, it can get quite addictive after a while.
You didn't answer my question. I asked you...
I am sick of wasting 30 minutes of my week arguing with the opposition. At least I get to run this sinkhole. I mean, all you do is sit off, sip tea, and play polo.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Then what's that in your hand, then?
It's not tea, it's rum. I mean, how else am I going to drown out your voice, you one-eyed Scottish idiot?
Order, oh, f***.
I agree.
That was Celebrity Sketchbook. Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook. Original sketches and idents are by Adventures in Audio and Axe Productions.